Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good evening and welcome to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. Generally on Wednesday nights, we open the lines up for an open mic, and there could still be an opportunity for people to come on and spit if you'd like. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. This evening, I've invited the gentlemen who are the featured artists at the Launch 2.0 Let's Connect Hip Hop Showcase to come on and tell a little bit about themselves. I can play a little bit of their sound so you can get a taste of what we are going to be presenting in Seattle community here on June 5th. So I'm really excited and looking forward to introducing those young men to you. But in the meantime, you know what, why not just play some tracks from my hometown here in Seattle, Washington, and just give you a taste for those of you that are not from the Pacific Northwest. What it is that we do up here. So this is a track that's off of the Full Circle CD by Sideways Production, and this is a track called Handbag Ya Head by T-Love.
Hang my head, never that. Yeah. First, just let me crack the Guinness out and spill it out. Dispel the legend of what L.O.V.E.'s really about. Born in the South, single mom, no man up in this house. I'm in and out, infant stage, bird chest, I stick it out. Just hear me out, come walk a mile with mama's middle child. A little while until I fell, I blessed with many styles. So many gifts, I reminisce on chicks with Henny sips. Thought I was slick until I slipped into predicament. Still getting it, seasons change, I'm in a different whip. Flipping it, then came the city of rain. No different, the business is the whole court. Leave no witnesses, relentlessness. Never turning no fan like Menendez, kid. I know it's grimy, here come the popo slow behind me. I know they find me, come before the label sign me. So now it's time to play dead, I made my bed. Now I gotta take a nap, build my raps and come back and never. Though they wanna see me down, I'm still around. The prince of the town, sipping my crown, never. I go hard, take a walk in my shoes. Facing the odds with nothing to lose, I never. You see, it only gets colder for your soldiers when tragedy molds you, brush your shoulders. And never let them see your pain. And after the weak perish, my name will still remain. Have you ever seen a soldier that's determined when it comes to rhyme? Never asked for nothing, started a company running mine. And brought these chickens out their clothes quicker than summertime. I never sweat for your respect, I knew it'd come with time. First you gotta have a city choose to go against you. To prove yourself you stand alone and you don't need them with you. To relocate to sunny skies and you'll find they miss you. Look up underdog in the dictionary, you'll find my picture. The audacity of those that rap shorted. That never lifted a muscle to hustle when help shorted. I guess if you can't beat them then join them, fit that story. I won't name them, I really can't blame them, they join the corn. No crying over spilled milk, shaking my old homies. Cause I won't quit till I ride for those that spoke for me. Broke lonely, got no time for your jokes, homie. It's when they thought I was done, then I awoke, homie. Though they wanna see me down, I'm still around. The prince of the town, sipping my crown, never. I go hard, take a walk in my shoes. Facing the odds with nothing to lose, I never. You see, it only gets colder for your soldiers when tragedy molds you, brush your shoulders. And never let them see your pain. And after the weak perish, my name will still remain. Allow me to adjust my sleeve, give me room to breathe. I'm that hustling motivation, giving sedatives to thieves. At ease, little homie, I give you more than you need. No need for planting seeds, cause I'm way out of your league. I mean, let me upgrade you. Look what I gave you. I'm starting to emulate weight, I cannot blame you. I hold the square with money's thrown in the air. So be patient, in due time, these rhymes will take you there. So yeah, I let them talk cause their conversation is entertaining. Raising their voice, let me pinpoint just where I'm aiming. Craning mind state. Why hate my place? 50 feet or less means that you invade my space. Time waits for no man. While you bust his whole hands trying to sing on him, I'm readjusting my brim. Lacing my boots for this war, I gotta win. Just another day in the life of your boy, see how to slim. I never, 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 though they wanna see me down, I'm still around, the prince of the town, sipping my crown. Never, I go hard, take a walk in my shoes, facing the odds with nothing to lose. I never, you see it only gets colder for your soldiers when tragedy molds you, brush your shoulders. And never let them see your pain, and after the weak perish, my name will still remain.
That was T-Love with his track off of the Sideways production CD, produced by R.C. Croon. I have one of my partners in crime here on the line, and I will bring him in. Ooh, let me try to click. I'm clicking on the line.
Hello?
Enye? Hey.
Hello?
Welcome. Can you hear me, Enye?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Keith, how you doing?
Okay. I'm very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Excited to be here on the show with you. Talk about all the exciting and amazing things we're working on.
Okay. I'm excited about having you on the show and to talk about it, too. You know, it was just killing me, you know, keeping it under wraps. So, you know, to be able to finally, like, really, really spill the beans is cool for me. Unfortunately, none of the artists have called in yet. Yidam said that he was still at the site and needed to get home and get his phone charged. So, anyway, everybody else is supposed to be calling in, but it's just you and me right at the moment. So, do you want to give a little bit of a rundown of what we're doing?
Yeah. So, I'm sure that you've given your audience a little hint about what we've been working on the past couple of months, but, we got together a couple of months ago around the table, you know, talking about, just some other projects and some things that were, you know, were kind of going down the city. And we started looking at the potential, you know, for, you know, what Seattle has to offer in terms of, you know, the talent this year, you know, what the artists are capable of, and also looking at what some of the roadblocks are, you know, and, you know, for yourself and for myself, you know, being independent business people, you know, we're always kind of looking at things from a problem-solution standpoint, you know, so, you know, and also from an opportunity standpoint. So, you know, that's really where this project jumped off, Launch 2.0. And basically, you know, what we're doing is we are having an event at the Woodshed. It's kind of a two-parter during the evening. The first part of the evening from 7 to 9, we have invited a host of, you know, really exciting guests to join us down there for an exclusive event where, you know, we'll be talking to them about, you know, what we want to do business-wise with some of the artists that we're working with, which is Yidam Sek, LaRue, and Mike Mack in Harlem, as far as getting them developed, you know, not only as artists but as independent business people, you know, because as you know, nowadays, to be an independent artist, you know, you have to have a little bit of business savvy. Much more so in the past, where a lot of artists got connected with large labels, medium-sized labels, or indie labels. You know, a lot of artists nowadays are taking the purely independent route, and technology has made that possible. You know, you can record an album in your basement, promote yourself on the internet, make sales on the internet, and, you know, be in business for yourself, but without, you know, having kind of a polished product for one, and then having a sense of where you're going with that product. A lot of artists find themselves kind of floundering, you know, in obscurity. So, you know, we really wanted to take, you know, the next step with some independent artists first, you know, getting them to the stage where they have polished products, they have some basic business skills, and then, you know, really develop a vision around where they might go with what they do naturally. So the first part of the evening, you know, we've invited PR people. We've got people from various aspects of the media, from journalists to radio producers, film producers, videographers, photographers. We've got public relations and management people who are going to be there. And we've invited all these people to come in as peers, people who, you know, we really want to just sit down, introduce the artists, have them actually meet who these people really are, and talk about, you know, what's possible. You know, what can we really do in terms of helping artists develop themselves? You know, what does it take from a management standpoint? What does it take from a PR standpoint? What does it take from, you know, a marketing standpoint, which, you know, involves, you know, all the kind of disciplines involving photography and videography and public relations. So the goal is really just to build a network, you know, start the relationships, you know, and for our artists, I think it's important for them to see, you know, how that process works, you know, how important relationships are and how you can, you know, you can establish a business relationship with somebody and, you know, and just see where it goes from there. So we're really excited about that part. The second part is, you know, it's a show. You know, we want people to have a good time. You know, we have three hot acts. You know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Yenim Sekin LaRue, a.k.a. Black Aries, you know. But, you know, we have these young cats that are stepping up to the plate, Mike Mack in Harlem. And, you know, I think, you know, Seattle's really gonna you know, flip off of what they have to offer. You know, these young cats are really tight. You know, the first time I heard them, you know, I was just blown away. Their product is super polished. You know, they're really, you know, clean with the execution. Their message is tight. And they're clear. They're clear about who they are as people and who they are as artists. And, you know, that's really exciting. You know, it really, really is a like a breath of fresh air to hear some, you know, something that's really sincere, you know, in hip-hop, you know, coming from young artists. And so really excited about having them, you know, give their show on June 5th. So that, you know, that part starts at 9 until, you know, like I said, it's at the Woodshed. And, you know, if you're interested in coming, you know, get that lady. You know, she got the tickets. You know, want you all to be there. So, you know, that's basically it in a nutshell. We can, you know, kind of build on each one of those components, you know, as we go along through the evening.
Definitely. I appreciate you kind of giving a breakdown, and you did an excellent job with that. Kanye, why don't you just introduce yourself and who you are and what it is you do, so they kind of get an idea of, you know, the man, you know, behind the voice that they're hearing right now, and kind of it'll give them an idea of how you got involved with this.
Well, you know, I am I'm a media producer. You know, I produce videos. I'm a photographer. You know, I've been taking photographs for going on 20 years now. I'm a media arts educator, so, you know, I teach media literacy. I also do media programs for young people in various places around the city. I'm a journalist. You know, I've worked as an editorial photographer and a photojournalist for over a decade. So, you know, I'm really, you know, really rooted in the media world. And I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'm very open-minded about how I can apply my skill sets. And, you know, I'm always looking for new opportunities to do different things and spread out and, you know, learn something, first of all, because, you know, that's really what keeps me motivated is when I'm learning something new. And, you know, I just find that, you know, I learn best by doing. You know, so I'll tackle an issue or a project or a subject, you know, and the first thing that I do, and which is kind of goes back to my training as a journalist, is, you know, I figure out what I need to make that vision a reality, you know, make that project a reality. And so, you know, it's like a learning process for me. But as a business person, I'm also interested in making money. You know, we all got to eat, you know, and so, anytime I step out, you know, I'm looking at, you know, what is the potential for this project to, you know, allow me to sustain myself. You know, I think that's, you know, vitally important, you know, for anyone who's trying to survive in this new economy. You know, you want to do things that are valuable for the community and will allow you to eat. And those two things don't have to be mutually exclusive. You know, a lot of people feel like, you know, in order to serve the community that you have to be a starving servant. I really don't believe in that model. You know, I think that's a false model. So yes, I'm a business person and I'm a media professional. And, you know, we came to the table, you know, all of us around Launch 2.0, primarily, you know, because I took my brother Yidam Sek on as a personal project of mine. You know, so I'm doing this thing in the city for the past few years, and, you know, I just, you know, always supported him, but at the same time, you know, I really decided that I was going to step back and see how serious he was about, you know, his art, his craft, and what he wanted to do with this hip-hop. And, you know, the moment that I saw that he was really serious, he was really pushing, that he was willing to make real sacrifices, you know, I jumped right in and, you know, we just started building together. And, you know, it's been exciting. You know, it's been an exciting process, you know, one, working with family in that way, and two, just doing it, you know, in a way that's, you know, that's just allowed us to just expand the potential, you know, and not only just for ourselves, but for, you know, what's possible in the hip hop scene here in Seattle. And so, you know, we're all about, you know, create new avenues for anyone who's willing to, you know, partner up with us, for people who just are looking at what we're doing and, you know, and wanting to, you know, take notes, you know, because we're going to have some successes, we're going to have some failures. I say learn from our successes and learn from our failures. You know, we try to do things as open as we can, and you know, we're just all about, you know, giving back to the community and showing that artists can thrive. You know, that we can all do something that's good and you know, make some cheese in the process.
Definitely. I agree with all of that, Inye, and I think that, you know, the term, you know, starving artist is used way too loosely. I think that you're right, that artists need to, you know, learn, you know, a bit about the business part of their product. They themselves are basically the product, along with, you know, having possibly CDs, you know, or, you know, other product to sell along with that. But behind all that, I mean, you know, you are the revenue builder. And so I think that, you know, I love this idea of working with these three groups or artists, you know, to be able to help, you know, bring them together, be able to showcase them and to help build on the parts of them being an indie artist that, you know, where they kind of lacked and they're weak at. They've obviously got the talent. That's no question. You know, so it's just kind of building on that and trying to branch out and reach out and hold hands with some other people that are also interested in helping, you know, grow this hip-hop community and artist community here in the Pacific Northwest. So it's kind of one of the reasons why I really got into, you know, being Lady Flava and exposing myself out here in my hometown because, you know, I think, you know, my story, I started, you know, honestly, across the United States and not even in my hometown. So now that I'm more so focusing here, you know, I've already been able to take, you know, Yidam Sek and LaRue and Black Stax and Mike Mack and Harlem and other groups from the Pacific Northwest and take them out east. And so it's exciting for me, you know, to get involved with you, Inye, and with the groups to just expand on what the possibilities can potentially be. You know, I believe we got one of the artists on the line. Let me click on their mic and bring them in. So call us on the 253-350. You're on the air with Lady Flava and Inye.
What's going down?
Yeah.
Who's that? Sounds like Mike Mack in Harlem.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Doing good. So do you want to introduce you guys, yourselves, and, you know, tell them a bit about, you know, who you are and what to expect at Launch 2.0?
Yeah. All right.
You know, this is Harlem. You know, one half of the duo.
Good.
You know what we about? Good music. So hot music. You know, just natural, just raw hip hop, man. That's really what we're about right now. So,
you know, this is Mike Mack. You know, other half of this killer young team. You know, just, you know, trying to make some good music and, you know, put the town on the map, fully. Fully put the still things on the map until we turn to.
Could I do me a favor and turn down your mic on your computer because it's causing a feedback? You'll be able to hear everything off of the phone. Okay.
Awesome.
So, you know, with that said, how about if I jump into one of you guys' pieces?
Okay.
Right. So then I am going to play a piece by Mike Mack in Harlem, and this is Look Into My Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody with a vision, you know, anybody with a drive to pursue their dreams, yeah. Yo,
look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you say,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP,
just
look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP,
yo. Take a look into the eyes of a menace. Doing the rap intangibles, I'm hip-hop's finish. You can see the focus in my hip-hop grimace. I'm staring at my vision, can't blink cause I'm not finished. Dominating this hip-hop scrimmage. I'm trying to show Coach Simmons that I deserve big game minutes. So, for me to achieve what I'm attending, I gotta work harder than all of the competition. Meaning, I gotta run my 16 the hardest. Gotta touch every line, keep my routine the smartest. Keep my confidence and head to the sky, know the sky. I gotta show the fire in my eyes to show you can see the hunger. There's no reason to wonder why every track I make strikes hard like thunder. But never in the same spot, the game is poker. So I gotta keep my eye on whatever gets me the main time.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP, look into my eyes,
yeah.
That's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP, listen, yo. You can see it in my eyes, I'm on the right road. Flow hotter than lava, the beat is so ice cold. I'm on a fast pace, and everybody's behind me, so I probably get to break the tape on the last race and set the crowd off. And you gave it your all, so there ain't nothing wrong with taking a proud loss. Cause I would keep it going, and I would keep training, and I would keep it flowing, cause losing ain't entertaining. And I'm an entertainer. To be an entertainment, you gotta stand out to prevent containment. Cause if they get you, they got you. But if you away from the aim crowd, it'd be easy for them to spot you. And I'm like an abandoned boat in the ocean. Even though I ain't spotted yet, I'm still here floating. And my drive can be bruised but never broken. I'm hoping you just listen and keep your ears open.
Look
into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP,
yeah.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see,
yeah.
Can you see the HIP,
yo. Take a look, you can see the determination. You can see that I'm hungry, starving to be the greatest. Can you see the struggle? I'm striving to finally make it. My destiny's in the making, I'm ready to finally take it.
Let me take it with my many wishes to make it in the game. And the flow is plenty vicious, my attitude's the same. Plus I had many misses, and I don't see why not. If a blind Eskimo man can catch many fishes,
unless the pond's empty,
and yeah, it's all tempting
to jump in head first
with no guard with me.
I see the prize,
it's all with the arm reach.
We all students,
we all teachers,
we all teach.
You getting saved by the bell,
man, we all screech.
You do stain
in the white sand.
We all bleach.
You can look into our eyes and trust.
This is hip hop.
Come see eye to eye with
look
us.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah. Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIV, HIV?
Log
Look into my eyes. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to
call
see?
In, man,
can you see the
HIV,
HOP?
You know, she plays good music all the time.
Okay, that was Look Into My Eyes by Mike Mack in Harlem, who we have live on the phone lines with us tonight, along with Enye Wakoma from Ijo Arts Media Group. So I am so excited about having you guys on the line, and I'm so excited about doing Launch 2.0 on June 5th.
Yes,
so how are you guys feeling about
excited.
It? Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man. I can't wait. It's going to be some epic. It's going to be some epic.
Yeah,
I just can't wait to see all these guys on the stage at one time. I'm gonna be honest with you, you know. Obviously, I got a love for my brother, but you know, every time I see LaRue perform, you know, I'm just like, man, that cat. You know, LaRue walks out on the stage, this little cat, and then he just explodes. You know what I'm saying? When he gets on stage, you know, and when you see him in person, he's such a mild mannered kind of guy. You just be like,
this
guy's an MC for real. Until you see him perform, you know, and you know, I've never seen Mike Mack in Harlem perform, but you know, every time I hear that music, you know, honestly, I get chills. I love what y'all are doing, you know, and so I just can't wait to see y'all get on the stage and do your thing.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, it really comes from when knowing people are enjoying the music that you're putting out and like enjoying your vision. You know what I'm saying? It's just a good feeling in general. So, you know what I'm saying? We really appreciate you guys showing as much love as you guys are.
You know, the little love, you don't even have to show no love, you know, but you do, and we appreciate every ounce of it, you know.
So I was wondering, maybe you could talk a little bit about your vision. You know, when I listen to your lyrics, you know, even though it doesn't really, you know, come across as like overtly spiritual, you know, it seems like it's like a lot of spiritual undertones. It's like a lot of reflection, you know, that's mixed with, you know, kind of the reality of, you know, what life presents us with. So I don't know how you, you know, what do you guys see as being the source, like your inspiration for what you write?
The inspiration really for what I write as an artist.
Harlem.
This is Harlem, by the way. How I see it is like everything has to be real, first and foremost. Everything has to be real. And when things are real, you know what I'm saying, it's not hard to recognize that it's passionate, it's raw, it's coming from the heart, you know what I'm saying? And I try to keep it as real as possible when I come across with my music and just give an envisionment. I think if you could see something and relate to it, there's no way you can deny it. You know what I'm saying? So I get like a lot of inspiration off like envisionment, like imagination, envisionment. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You see it. Uh-huh. See it. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah, definitely. You gonna say something?
Well, I just basically. Whatever I'm just going through at the time, man, whatever I'm just feeling, you feel me, I just put it on the paper, you know, and just leave it at that. I don't got to fake, I don't got to rap about having jewels or cars or, you know, hella girls or nothing like that. That's not, you know, what I'm into right now, you know. I'm working a job, living paycheck to paycheck, so that's what I'm going to write about, you feel me? So basically that's whatever I'm going through, that's what inspires me to write and put this in the music, so that's what I go off of.
It's like being a realist. It's like really being a realist. And to touch on like a way of thinking, like to think about our music is we got something that we go by called the deep end. And the deep end is really like a way of life for us at this point. And the deep end is basically that zone. Like, whatever you're doing, you could play sports, you could play the violin, you could fix cars for a living, but you got those times where everything is just clicking at that point. You know what I'm saying? You're in that zone, and that's when you're in the deep end, you know, anything that you're doing. But only the, you know, elite realists can be there, because if you're not supposed to be there, we're going to be able to spot you out, you know?
Right.
So we really go by the deep end, and that's really what our music is going to be, like, known as. Like, when you hear our music,
so
you'll
I
be
guess.
Like,
go ahead,
Harlan. Oh, I'm finished.
So I guess I was just going to lead into then. Do you want to tell them what your next album's going to be called?
You know, you want to give it.
Yeah,
whatever. Well, really,
is that a secret at this point?
The next project is actually going to be called The Deep End.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, I hear it's hot. I haven't heard any of it, but you know.
So in other words, what I'm listening to is the old material. So I'm still
right.
Moving off that. I'm still moving off of that soul hop. That's not even the new piece.
We done elevated it and transformed it. You know,
evolved.
Right now, working. Every since that, it's gotten better and better. You know what I mean?
And I'm
glad everything is coming together at this point in time to where it is at its peak, like right now. Our music making ability and the way everything is happening right now is perfect timing.
Yeah.
Well, like it kind of tells me the story, you know, like Gideon was talking about on the air with Miss Felicia Loud from Black Stacks on Sunday. You know, like kind of knowing an artist from the beginning, you know, and how they have evolved, you know, over time.
Right.
And I think this is basically kind of what Mike Mack and Harlan is saying from, you know, the beginning. They've actually been performing, you know, for a few years now. You know, after I sat down and went through when did they start, you know, doing live performances and rap battles and this and that, they've been out there for a minute, you know. So they're not necessarily new to the game.
Right.
But from, you know, because we're loving soul hop. You already know that. We got soul hop playing around the United States, so we're loving that. But, you know, from what I hear from just your guys' energy and talking about it to, you know, Michael Blake from Blake Management, you know, hearing a few tracks and this and that, it's like, okay, it sounds like y'all definitely stepped up your game on that one. So I'm looking forward to it. But with that said, I think this might be a perfect time to jump in and play I Gotta Make It, because it kind of feels like it tells your story. And it honestly, it tells my own story. So I'm going to play I Gotta Make It by Mike Mack and Harlan.
Yes. Hey, I got this one. I'm about to go in. Check me out. Yo, now that you're listening, now that I got your head low, I'll pay attention to every bar you can hear, though. You understand, I'm a hip-hop weirdo, and every track becomes a classic. It's lit, yo. Everybody has different thoughts and opinions about the way I make the pencil talk. But if you don't like it, just say you don't like it. But I don't buy it, saying I don't flow like a hydrant. Say it out loud and they liable to riot. My game's overweight and I'm hip-hop diet. You non-believers, we will see. I'm a mixture, switch words like TNT. Get me, got me goody. You stuck in the rear view, they will rear end you if you let them suckers near you. I'm glass housing that you rocks in my window. I see the cracks, but I keep strong like I've been. I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
Lately I've been feeling obsolete, like my mind was at a high level, but lately levels been at a slow decrease. A malfunction in my program is what slows the beast, and this is not a
turned around, my rap talent was on deceased. I pray to God for the strength to keep me on my feet, but it's like his soul is on mute, so I don't hear him speak. I walk in sin, I hope he follows. I don't see his feet, and every minute that goes by, I feel closer to feet. But then I look in my mother's eyes and I see pain. I see her dressing up for work, and yeah, I see strain. So even though in my forecast I see rain, I gotta fight through the storm so I can see change. I gotta make it, my mission is so clear. No time for self-pity, forget about fear. Failing is not an option, success is so near. For my fam, I gotta make it, nothing can interfere.
I gotta make it, I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. So started in my mind frame, and Max brain blast came the same time mine came. It's only me, him, and Jones in the studio. Wrote it on the spot, recorded on the spot. Recorded at the drop of a dime, and it's hot. Until my heart stops and my mind don't work, I'ma continue to do it. Cause I put in a lot of sweat, tears, and a bunch of red fluid.
Take a listen and let my heart speak. This hip-hop in my soul. So it's like me spitting to my heartbeat. My focus is too strong, you can't stop me. Everything's in perspective, nothing is out of my reach. Devils on my shoulder continue to try to cloud me. And while the self-doubt continues to surround me, but as long as I got my family around me, the secret failure will never drown me. Homie, I gotta make it.
I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. Focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I gotta make it. I've been going hard too long, I can't shake it. This hip-hop is in my soul, you can't take it. My focus is stronger than ever, you can't break it. I gotta make it.
I Gotta Make It by Mike Mack in Harlem. So how does that feel to hear yourself? Like, is that different?
You still on the line?
Mike Mack in
Harlem.
Yeah, so how does that feel to hear yourself on the radio?
It feels good.
It feels appropriate.
Okay.
I like it.
Not to sound cocky. I mean that in the most humblest way.
But it feels like when I hear that.
That's even a word.
No, that's real. I think a big part of, you know, what we all need to be about is understanding, you know, where we're supposed to be in life, you know, and knowing what we create, you know, where it's supposed to be, you know. So it's really not a cocky thing to say that it sounds appropriate. If you create it for the world to hear, then by all means, the world should be hearing it.
Right.
Exactly. You got to be proud. I mean, if you're willing to step out there, you know, on faith as an indie artist, and whatever it is you produce, you better hold your head high. You better want to just belt it out and let everybody hear it. So, shoot, I'm proud for you, and I'm not even you, you know. So, hey, I'm glad. I'm going to bring in two more callers, though. Let me click on their line. L.A., your line's open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How everybody doing?
What's up, L.A.?
What's
happening?
I'm loving what I've been hearing so far.
So what are your feelings on Lunch 2.0 with Yidem Sek, LaRue, and Mike Mack in Harlem?
I don't even need to add any more adjectives that hasn't already been added, you know. I mean, I'm excited for, you know, all the participants that are involved. I'm excited for the guests that are going to be there because they're going to be in for a treat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy for everybody. It's going to be a nice, you know, hope, you know, God willing, a nice positive evening for a lot of positive energy. So I'm just happy for everybody who was involved. So, you know, definitely happy for Mike Mack in Harlem for, you know, a lot of people, you know saying, you know, groups don't really get this type of opportunity like they're getting, but I'm glad, you know, guys, humble guys like they are, I'm glad, you know, they are the guys that are getting this opportunity. So I'm just telling them, just you know, go all out. Like you say, go in the deep end. Go in the deep end.
Yeah.
That's what's up. On June 5th, go in the deep end.
I'm with Enya. I cannot wait to see, you know, them perform. You know, I mean, I've sat here with Mike Mack in Harlem, and I can feel their energy and their passion just being around them. But I cannot wait. And, you know, and honestly, I have not seen Yidem or LaRue perform live either. So I cannot wait for that experience either. So, Michael Blake, your line is open too.
How did you know I was here?
What's up, Mike? How you?
What's up, Mike?
Good, bro.
What's going on?
This is Michael Blake from Blake Management representing Mike Mack in Harlem. So, what are you feeling about your artist?
Man, whoo, these knuckleheads, psycho. But it's like, you know, it's been a long, long journey. We had our ups and we've had our downs, and overall, I'm just, man, they already know. Like, I believe in them more than I be believing in my own abilities. They just amaze me by their talent, you know. And so I'm proud, and I'm just ready. I'm ready to hit the ground running, and I'm pumped about this show because this is the show that's gonna show everybody like we're coming and we're coming strong. You know,
yeah,
so wake up
and
step your game up too, because you know we're not with the little typical booty shaking beats and nothing like that. You know, it's real art. This is art.
Definitely. So I can't wait. You know what? I think y'all just don't kill me, but I just think I need to jump into another song by Mike Mack. Congrats. I'm gonna play Congrats to Me.
See, I've been going through it, I'll prove it. My life is like a car in the summer with no fluid. I know I got the talent, the coaches just won't use it. So I feel like I'm stuck to the bench like they prove it. Somehow I move through it, pushing to the surface, fighting serpents on my way to achieving a greater purpose. Nothing in life is worthless, everything has a meaning, like a backyard lesson I was given by Mr. Feeney. Believe me, I never blossom sitting in my shell. It's a heart and lots of courage to finally prevail. Not believing in yourself, then you will commonly fail. I'm a success cause I do common things uncommonly well. And there'll be days I wanna quit, days I wanna leave. And times I wanna put everything going on freeze. And that'll be the time I work harder just to achieve. And when I do, I will say congratulations to me. Yeah. I wanna thank everybody who played a part of my growth. Help me get to the plan on that now. Yeah.
As I'm sitting and reminiscing, giving this shit a listen, wishing you pay attention to every syllable mentioned. From the beginning, since I've been in it, it's been a struggle. Being in school, the studio, not to mention trouble. I figured if I go hard, then my fortune will double. I'm seeing cats on the television, feeling a duffel. Maybe they're hearing it clear and I'm just hearing it muffled. I feel the pain, no gain, and I ain't seeing the muscle. Damn, they say hard work pays off, which makes it like a job. So this hard work lay off.
I don't know.
It's like they want me to stay lost. Is my compass on track or is it just way off? And my team's trying to make it to the playoffs. We got the gang system with no TV to play off. And in this game, there's many fabrications to see. But I ain't one of them, so congratulations to me. I want to thank my mom, my grandmother, grandfather, the whole family, anybody who supported me on this long journey to the top. You know.
Stopping is not an option. What is never prospered. There's an ocean of rappers, but my grip is like the lobster. No, I'm not a drug dealer. No, I'm not a mobster. I can only be me, and that's a true hip-hop. I'm like an eagle, too strong for these double bogeys. Ball child flow, so these offerings can never hold me. You'll be the best, that's what my conscience forever told me. But crickets don't talk, and Geppetto didn't mold me. Pinocchio, a real boy grown up, but rap dreams on his mind. Tell the world what's up.
haters will down you. They don't want to see you up. With all of your sluggish dreams just to try your luck. But through all the obstacles, I make it through impossible. They said it was improbable that I could be this logical. But through all the hate, I still managed to achieve. And that's when the whole world will say congratulations to me. I also want to thank everybody who told me I couldn't do something. Who put me down and told me I'll never achieve my dreams. Thanks.
They all searching for something real while I'm searching for something realer. Every verse I kill while they spitting how they a killer. Maybe it means more to me, maybe it doesn't. But it would be a shame if I portrayed something I wasn't. I listen to Talladega Night, I mean I'm first to last. You can be the first to crash, I'ma be the first to last. Got me good in my lane, I'ma strike that. Me and Mike Mac on the strike back, you like that. You felines, I'm the main, you can hype that. Prom night bars, drink it up once I spike that. Yeah, when I'm gone, you'll remember me. Gotta pay dues to even be worth mentioning. You got the game outside in the rainy weather. Catching colds in me, I'm trying to make it better. And these are more than just raps. To me, this is hard work, so yeah, congrats to me.
Congratulations. I also wanna give a thanks to all the haters out there. You show me a lot of love. A lot of love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Congratulations to Me by Mike Mack in Harlem. And you know what? Let me, before we lose any of the other callers, LaRue, your line is open.
LaRue.
Yo.
LaRue.
Welcome to the show.
What is LaRue?
I didn't know I was on.
Well, now you are.
Magic.
I was listening. That joint is hot right there, man.
Yes, for real.
Thank you.
Yeah. How y'all doing?
We doing good. We excited about Launch 2.0.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's going down. Like, I don't think people are really prepared for what we have, you know what I mean? Like, just listening to, I haven't really got a chance to, you know, listen to old, like, Mac and Harlem stuff, but, I mean, everything I'm hearing is just like, man, that's just the icing on the cake. Like, the show is about to be something nobody's seen, you know, in this region.
Definitely. Oh, I had another caller on the line and twice, and they popped off, so I hope the caller from Prefix 229 calls back. But anyway, so tomorrow night you're going to be performing, correct, at the Black Sex album release party?
Yeah, that's about to be at the next. That's where I just got back from the studio, you know, getting all my stuff together. That's
getting
about
it
to
in.
Be, what's that?
I said getting it in.
Yeah, you already know. Got to. But, I mean, that, you know, that show's going to be the Black Stacks release. You know, that's sounding real nice. I mean, it's just, I'm just so proud of everybody right now. You know what I mean? Like, everybody is really on their stuff right now. You know what I mean? Just everybody's making it happen. And I'm proud to be part of the circle that I'm in. You know what I mean?
Definitely. It's a good look, and you've been doing a lot of performing, LaRue, so, you know, you've been out there. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see you perform live tomorrow night. This is going to be my first time. I'm so excited. You just don't know. I mean, I'm excited for Launch 2.0, but I'm like, you know, look at how long I've waited, you know, to see you guys, like, perform live. So tomorrow night is going to be, you know, my first taste, and then, you know, Launch 2.0 is just going to be, you know, the topping on it. But you know what? Since we've got you on the line, I'm going to play this track because this is the track that is mostly requested by Flava News, by the Pacific Northwest, LaRue, and this is Rise Up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission and alter the course of history.
This is
the
ones that call me inferior. They're no good now, thank you, not worth it. Do you like them?
Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see, stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up when they look at me and only see color. Rise up for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up when they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up all the caskets that our soldiers laid. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras. Cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough. Put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become. Rise up when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up when they look at me and only see color. Rise up for the struggle and all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up when they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up all the caskets that our soldiers lay. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Alabama, rise up. Louisiana, rise up.
Okay, that's Jawan LaRue from the Pacific Northwest. Just another entity that's going to be performing.
Yeah, man,
that's my joy. Hey, how's everybody doing, man?
No, we're doing all right.
Hey, I'm feeling good. Hey. I'm feeling real good.
I'm excited. I'm pumped. I can't wait. I mean, just so many exciting things are happening just to Flava News alone, and to be a part of this is just absolutely amazing. And I want everybody to know that Yidam is trying to call in, but, you know, he keeps hanging up, so.
Hey, LaRue's in the deep end right now.
Flava, I'm so thankful for you, and I am thankful for everybody who's listening. You know what I mean? All the support, man, is lovely. I mean, it's so great, you know? I really appreciate it.
Well, and you're welcome, you know, but you know what, LaRue, you're easy to support. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, when you got an artist you know, that you get on board with or whatever, that's, you know, doing their due diligence, putting their work in and stuff like that. And it has a talent, a natural talent. It's so easy to get behind you. And, I mean, you know, I share, you know, you and Mike Mack in Harlem and Yidam, you know, with other stations across the United States, and they're like, man, this is what y'all, you know, sound is up there. You know, so now we've got people, you know, coming to the Flavor News shows, you know, asking, you know, for you guys' tracks and stuff. And so, I heard somebody say the other day, you make it easy. You do. You make it easy, you know, to give the love and the support. So I appreciate the fact of being able to be a part of you guys' life.
Right.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. You know, I'm just constantly amazed, you know, at the diversity of talents and styles that Seattle has to represent, you know. And, you know, listen, I lived back on the East Coast and down south for several years. And for the longest time, you know, all anyone could associate Seattle with was Mix-a-Lot. But, you know, it's always been so much more going on in the underground scene up here. And I think now, you know, with, you know, all the opportunities that artists have to promote themselves, you know, to take advantage of, you know, available technologies to promote themselves and to reach new audiences. You know, it's time to redefine what Seattle hip hop is all about. And you guys, you know, you guys got the presence, you got the product, you know, polished, you know, studio material, you know, you got the stage presence, you know, to make that happen. And, you know, part of what, you know, we're trying to do with Launch 2.0 is not only help you guys be self-sufficient, but let other, you know, people who are in other parts of the business sector understand what, you know, what they can benefit from working with independent artists, you know.
Right.
You know, just from working with, you know, Yidam Set, you know, my brother, you know, he's already started branching out from just doing the MC thing. You know, he started doing radio voiceovers and being somewhat of a spokesperson for people who are involved in the green industry. And a lot of that has to do, you know, one with, you know, who he is. You know, he's an artist in the town. He's somebody people recognize and, you know, he gets out there and, you know, he hustles. You know, he gets work done. And so people recognize that. You know, and you guys have a lot to offer people. And, you know, with Launch 2.0, we want to start to build on some of that potential. You know, we want to see what people can bring to the table, what ideas they have. We want to share what ideas we have, you know, build some of these relationships, you know, see if we can't not only get you guys, you know, doing this artist thing, but find other ways, you know, for you to, you know, bring bread to the table. You know, what's other things y'all
right.
can do that's a spinoff of what you're doing with the hip-hop, you know. And, you know, we all know that, you know, hip-hop is not just MCing and DJing, you know. It's not. It's nine elements to hip-hop, you know, and part of that is the entrepreneurial effort, you know. And so we want to bring that to the table and let people know that that's as much a part of hip-hop as anything else.
Okay, with that said, I am going to bring in Yidam Sack. Yidam, your mic's open.
Man, I was about to hang up on y'all, man.
Don't hang up on us.
I'm sitting here calling, and I'm like, Flav don't know the 229. She's not going to pick up.
I did. I had your mic open, but you kept hanging up.
Did you know it was me?
Yeah, I
but
figured
where,
it was you because I heard you talking. You're famous
for
talking when you're on the phone. So I heard you talking,
oh,
so I'm
okay.
Like, let me mute him because this is Yidam.
So where are we at now?
So welcome, Yidam. So we kind of had a rundown with Mike Mack in Harlem, and
mm-hmm.
LaRue just recently kind of joined us, and we played one of his tracks. So now, you know, why don't you give your little spiel of, you know, what you feel about Launch 2.0 and who you are and, you know, where you
want to
go from here.
Okay, give me a second. Give me the camera. I'll give you a rundown of who I am before I go into Launch 2.0. I am a MC who's been doing music in the town for well over 13 years. I recently just learned that there's more to this music than just doing music. There's a whole business side to it that people aren't really... that people really aren't knowing about.
He's cooler than the other side
yep,
of the
field.
The hip hop Sammy.
Oh, who? I can't hear nothing. There's like four people talking. What's up? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm still on. All right. So yeah. So you know, been doing music for a minute. Realized that I was going about it the wrong way. A couple years ago, me and my bro ended up clicking up, and you know, started working together. But how I really started taking this music serious is, you know, at one time I was working and then I stopped working just because, you know, conflict of trying to take care of my daughter, my lady working, me working. It was just beneficial for her to go to work and me take care of the child because we couldn't afford child care. So, you know, long story short, 2.5 years taking care of my daughter, all I could do was hustle and grind music to eat. So then that's when I realized I really had a knack for this. Outside of just making good music, I could actually market this and push it to this people in my neighborhood and abroad face-to-face. And, you know, I got real good at it. So now I'm expanding on that. So here we are now. I done clicked up with some good people, LaRue. We clicked up with Black Stacks. We done linked with Ejo Arts, Inye, Lady Flavor, L.A., a couple other good people. So now we out just to click up like Voltron and establish something good and great. Last year we gave them the Hear Me Out, which was a great event. People realized the potential, the marketing potential. Like we knew that cats had to get out there and market ourselves, but, you know, last year we pushed the Yidam set Hear Me Out so hard, we realized that we had a formula that actually won first time out the gate. We struck gold first time out the gate. A lot of people don't do that. Now we riding with it. Next is Launch 2.0. And Launch 2.0 is just now that all of us have clicked up and drawn attention to ourselves and gained that exposure that was needed, people are, you know, they got their ears to the street looking for that new. We just about to give it to them. Launch 2.0 is we got you guys listening. Everybody's tuned in. Now it's time to start connecting. Now it's time to go and, you know, get these resources that are needed in order to push the music and market ourselves further than Seattle. Because I think a lot of people are just thinking about Seattle and not in terms of there's a whole world out there that don't know about you. So right now, we're looking just to not only connect with people in our city who are serious about this, not, you know, want to get with us just because they want to feel like they're part of some exclusive circle or to say they're down with some cats, but who are really passionate about what they're doing. These are the people that we're trying to connect with. So Launch 2.0 is just stepping it up a notch. Everybody's getting exposed to town. Everybody's rocking stages. The issue is that resources are limited. And cats like us who are talented in the music, and this is really how it goes, most people who are very talented in their craft lack in the business side of it. So now we're focusing on the business aspect of this, and we really about to push it. So we on some, if we want to click with cats in Seattle, that's cool, but there's only so many resources that we can touch up here. So now we realize that we got to take all forms of media. We got to take the visuals. We got to take the radio. We got to, you know, everything into consideration and utilize it to our benefit in order to push ourselves above and beyond what is expected of the town. So right now we got the city wide open. We are extending an invite to the city to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? Come and contribute to this. Like a hip-hop show ain't nothing without the people. But this is bigger than just a hip-hop show. You know what I'm saying? So we treating it as if this is just a big-ass hip-hop show right now. And we're trying to get the people involved. It's the people who bring the excitement and the energy to what you got going on. But it's also up to us to give them something to get excited about. And right now, we're just trying to use ourselves as an example of what can come out of people who, what can come out when, you know, people like us who have talents in different mediums click up and decide to work toward one common goal, which is to push everybody's stuff a little bit further than it is now. Because the problem is it ain't no mystery. We ain't got financial backing like that. But one thing we got is hustle, and we got equipment that we have learned how to use to our benefit that can get us a little bit further.
Right.
That's all you need.
Definitely.
So it's not about the money. It is about the money. But You know, we're not putting up a front. There's a lot of people out here who want you to, who want to present themselves as something other than they are. There's a lot of characters in the town, is what I always say. And it's not dissing them. It's just people get on stage and they fall into a character. People tend to put them in a box. They can't do that with us. We are well-rounded individuals. Nobody's trying to play a position other than their own. I'm not going to try to be the media dude. That's Inye. I'm not going to try to do the PR. That's Flav. I'm going to play my position. I'm going to do this, bang out some good music, and I'm going to touch the people like I'm supposed to.
All right.
So Launch 2.0 is just connecting. Let's take it from the ground level, which we did last year. We got everybody looking. Everybody's focused on us now. Now let's connect. We're inviting people. We're extending that invitation to come and be a part of what we are about to establish in the town. Notice that I said what we are about to establish in the town. So if cats ain't on it now, it's going to be too late. Because ain't no bandwagon.
Honestly, I say it's never too late. You know, my whole thing about this is, you know, listen, what we're doing, anybody can do.
Anybody can do it.
That's what I start off with, you know. Everything that I've done, you know, just getting out there and scratching the earth and seeing what I could dig up, you know. And so, you know, it's not like I ever had anybody, you know, bankrolling my efforts, you know. But, if I'm going to put in 12, 16-hour days, you know, then it's definitely for a reason, you know, and it's definitely, you know, a very crucial part of a larger plan. And, you know, I think that, you know, I'm inviting people to come out, you know, and link up with us, you know, with the mind of building a network. I think, you know, we're only as strong as the community that we live in. You know what I'm saying? And there's only so much that me and Yidim can do, you know, as a duo, you know, supporting one another. I know as a media person, I need a team of people who I can rely on, who have vision, who are committed, you know, who are down to do the hard work, you know, to make something bigger and better happen. I can't go out and shoot a whole video on my own. That's insane, you know. But, you know, with the right group of people, you know, it's amazing things that can happen, you know. And all I say is, you know, just take a look at what we've done, you know, on our own with just the two of us. And imagine, you know, if we put our, you know, what, put our resources together. And I'm not talking about putting money in the pot. I'm just saying come to the table. Put your time in the pot. You know, put your energy in the pot. Yeah. Put your creativity in the pot. You know what I'm saying? Let's create a, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You start there, you know, all the other material resources are going to make themselves available.
Let me rephrase this. I shouldn't say it's, you're right, it's never too late. I guess what I'm saying is what we are establishing right here, there is no tag-along. There is no people who are artists in the town or are dealing, and they're different types of medium who feel like they're going to just come try to be a part of what we are doing after we've already done the footwork. No, what I'm saying is bring some resources to the table. Come with your own set of wheels is what I'm saying.
Right.
There's been so I guess let me rephrase that. I guess that's what I'm saying is from an artist POV, me, Rue, Mike Mac on Harlem, like we deal with a whole different aspect of this hip hop where we have a tendency to where we've been knocking on doors trying to get people to mess with us, but it hasn't been happening. But as soon as you step out and start establishing your own, that's when people want to come and try to start offering services. Them same services that you try to get at them about years prior, you know what I'm saying? To me, that's corny, you know what I'm saying? My whole thing is, why should I have to show you that I am the one you should invest your time into? I'm not asking for money. All I'm asking for is a little bit of time. It's a fair exchange. I bring something to the table, you bring something to the table, and this is strictly from an MC producer POV where we are dealing with people in the town who have production, who have an outlet that we can use, but though we're not a part of their exclusive circle, they don't want to give it up. But as soon as we step out and start getting established and they see that we have took it to that other level and have acquired something that they could have easily done because they had the financial backing and the resources but didn't have the creative mind to think about it, now they want to be a part of what you're doing. To me, that's corny.
My whole thing is mess with me. Come see me. Mess with me. Give me a chance. And if it ain't working out, let's just cut it short. You do you. I do me.
Well, you know, listen, you know, me and my brother, we spar all the time, so this ain't nothing new. My motto is, it ain't never too late for forgiveness.
I'm not mad. Not at all. I'm not mad at any of that. This is all I'm saying is that right now I'm so, like, this is what I can say. Right now I'm so comfortable with myself. I'm so comfortable and confident in myself and what I'm doing, where I guess what I'm saying is, I'm past that being a bitter MC stage. I used to be like, oh, the town's hating, they don't want to put us on. Well, I said it earlier, it's not the city doesn't want to put us on, it's that there's people who have clicked up with their groups of individuals who have the money to execute what we can't quicker than we can. And the problem is we have some great original ideas and have a tendency to talk too much. And when we talk these ideas, people who can execute it quicker than we can go out and do it, and it turns into a problem. My whole thing is, I'm not mad, I'm not bitter. There are limited resources in this city, and I understand why people like me, Rue, and other individuals who are really talented but don't have the push that is needed or the team or the backing that is needed, why we can't get on. I understand now. We got to put in the work ourselves, and this is where it started last year. So I understand what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm so fed up to where it's like I have no – needs or I ain't gonna say needs. I don't want to speak reckless right now on the radio. I guess what I'm saying is I really don't have a want to work with too many people in this city unless they show me it's gonna be beneficial, because for years my services have been being exploited because I'm naturally a nice guy. I had a tendency to click with people in hopes that something great would come out of it, but I always ended up coming out the short end because I gave too much of myself. So right now, I guess what I'm saying is I've got the people that I want to work with, which are all the people who are on this show right now. I got the Black Stacks, who I love to work with, LaRue, Ejo, Flavor, my guy, L.A. Outside of that, until there is somebody who's coming to a table with an added resource that we currently don't have, I really don't have a need or want to mess with too many individuals, only because when we start adding people into what we're doing, that's what's going to become a problem. That's when we're going to start losing control of what we got and done got established. And if we start accepting money and paper from all these other people instead of generating our own money and paper to put into our own pot, that's when it becomes a control issue. They gave us something. They want some say now. I'm not having that. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, that gets to the heart of the point as far as the independent artist is concerned, you know. And this is something I wanted to kind of speak on earlier, that, you know, the whole kind of artist revenue model that was created in the 20th century, you know, was basically based on exploiting the artist, you know, in favor of the record companies and the people with the money, you know, and the potential now, you know, I mean, listen, you know, Mike Mack in Harlem, you guys, you know, I don't know where you recorded your album at. But I'm sure it wasn't, you know, at some fancy 48-track studio somewhere on some big production lot somewhere. You probably recorded in somebody's basement, maybe.
Yes, sir.
You know? Yeah, okay, so there you go. Step one, you know, you got artists that can produce, they link up with a producer, somebody that's got decent equipment, record an extremely polished product in the basement. Hands down. Okay, it's been proven. The next step, you know, we got the internet, you know, and this is just a huge one, and people are not even really imagining what is even possible with the internet. You know, most people are kind of following along with the cues that they're getting from whoever, from the fancy tech guys that say, oh, this is what you need to be doing. You know, but the fact is, you know, the internet is like the Wild West. You know, it's like there's gold out there, you know, and the ones that's going to get the gold is the ones that's going to be out there scratching and digging with their hands in the river trying to see what they can get, you know. And my thing about independent artists is, you know, before you take money from anybody, before you sign a contract with anybody, you know, to say they're going to handle you and tell you what to do, in exchange they're going to give you $250,000, which is not going to be your money, it's just a loan, figure out what you can do for yourself. Figure out what your own earning potential is. It's going to take some work. You're going to have to do some things that's, you know, at the first might seem hard, like sit down and read some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Do some research. Figure out, you know, well, how does this piece of technology actually work? I'm used to doing music, but I've never done web design before. You know what I'm saying? What's it going to take for me to get a decent website up that when people come to see who I am, they're going to be impressed with my presentation and they're going to want to mess with me? You know, what does that actually take? You know, now, the fact is you can create, you know, with a little bit of work, you can create a beautiful website almost for free. You know, and people don't understand really how simple it is. Launch 2.0, you know, we're all about bringing the people to the table that, one, are going to help artists be self-sufficient, and in the process of helping artists be sufficient, you know, they'll be able to benefit because they'll be working in the realm that they're working in, okay? Two, we're going to figure out, you know, how can artists, you know, use their skill base, their talent base in other areas besides getting on the mic and just spitting. You know, what other ways can you actually make money that will help you do your art? You know, that's another thing. All those things get back to the point that Yidam was speaking on in terms of the politics of dealing with people who have resources but want something from you. And if they don't see that they can get something from you, even if they recognize that, you know, you have potential and you have the ability to do something big, you know, they're going to be hesitant about, you know, spreading the love because they don't see what's in it for them. Now, I'm not criticizing that. That's, in some part, that's human nature. But at this point, there's no reason an artist should really have to go out begging. Not anymore.
This is the thing. One thing, though, I would like to say is that when I first started, because at one time I was a very lazy MC, man. I was very brittle about everything. I was always somebody's understudy. Always that guy who was, you know, messing with somebody else in hopes of getting put on. It wasn't until Inye came to me and was like, hey, man, you need to start doing you. Same with my sister. You need to start doing you. And, you know, I can go on and on about how difficult it was to get to where I was now, because me and Inye really know what it took to make that website happen, to really get out here. Like, he taught me damn near everything I know about the Internet. I learned just from sitting at his house. And people don't understand half the work that we did on the Internet site and the video was just me really just sitting in his house taking notes. It wasn't, you know, the work was just learn how this shit is to be done. And pretty much that's what we did. There was nights where he was calling me up 12 midnight, hey, man, or 11:30, come over here. And, you know, I didn't want to do it for whatever reason. But then I just, you know, it takes a lot of discipline, man. It takes a lot of patience. And I've always, you know, up until recently, I've kind of realized that there's a lot of competitiveness going on. And the reason that the biggest setback that MCs have, or artists in general, is always focusing on what the next man is doing and how they progressing, because they want to be there. They want to be, they don't necessarily want to be that guy, but they want to be in the position that guy is in, with a fancy right. website, getting all the show time, getting pub in the papers and all that. So for me, what I had to do was put my blinders on, because I noticed when I started focusing on everybody else, it turned into a competitive thing, and I couldn't focus on Yidam Say. And the thing about it is, thing about MCs is they don't have enough patience, and they want the whole puzzle rather than focusing on one piece, then the next piece, then the next piece, then the next piece, and then the end result is this filthy puzzle that they done put together. And the thing about it is, what me and Inye have done still isn't complete. Like, we still got work we need to do.
I mean, to me, Launch 2.0 and really what's happening with it, it's like that. It's like the launch. When they launched the people off the moon, you know, they didn't walk on the moon. They was just sitting on top of a big firecracker. They could have got out of orbit and, you know, and turned around and smashed back into Earth. So the journey is only just beginning. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we've done so far is a prelude. You know, we just kind of trying to set the stage, get our pieces together, make sure we have, you know, everything we need so that we can make the real moves. And you know, that's a part of what this event is about.
I want to, for those people who are listening in Seattle, like, this is not we are extending the invite. Like, people who know me know that I rep my city, like, wholeheartedly. And if you listen to the music, man, it's, I love Seattle. I love my town. We got some talented people up here. The scenery is great. You know, I would love to do my thing up here, and I would love to do it with the people, you know, involved, actively getting involved in, you know, as a collective, pushing our city above and beyond. Because I traveled a lot of places, and people know about Seattle. Like, when you say Seattle, these people are like, for real? Like, it's amazing the type of response that I've gotten just by telling people I'm from Seattle. So the thing about it is I don't think people up here have enough pride in their city, especially in the music scene, man. People are pretty content with just being local celebrities, which is cool, but I think people need to, like, come, you know, be real about themselves, be real to themselves, and if it's a hobby, so be it. Do it as a hobby. But the problem is that when you got these hobbyists out here who are going hard at their hobby, it limits the exposure that we're getting, the people who are passionate about this joint. So I've been to a lot of shows where it's just been like, okay, you guys got the people out, you got the money, but when I'm seeing the music, the product just isn't right. And I think the problem is that people aren't focusing enough on the product, the quality of the product that's coming out here in the 206, man. I think it's time to step the game up. Like, we got the music, we got the people, we got the scenery. Now it's time to push the product out this joint. You know what I'm saying? We're not Walmart yet. People ain't coming to see us to get, you know, acts and blow us up. No, we got to take it to them. And then when we bring it back home, they will follow. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys quite get that. You guys get that? You guys see what I'm saying? You know, it's, you know, it really is time to, like, really start focusing on, like, people brand their city. You know what I'm saying? T.I. brands the South. Bun B and them cats, they, you know, they branded the city they from. Like, Jay-Z branded New York. People brand their city. They rep it to the fullest. So when you hear a name, you know what to associate that with. When you mention Seattle, it's Sir Mix-a-Lot. Not distant Sir Mix-a-Lot. But there's more than just Sir Mix-a-Lot coming out of here.
But at the same time, that's almost 20 years ago. So,
I mean,
you just got to kind of put that in context. You know, 20 years ago, you know, Mike Mack and Harlan was in diapers.
They was in diapers. And this is what I'm saying.
You know,
another thing is that we got a whole new scene of individuals, too. Like,
exactly.
We have a whole new scene of individuals that I think we're forgetting that, you know, as artists, we really do have a responsible to cater to these people. As entertainment, entertainers, it is our duty to give these people a great product and not pull that trick bag to where once we get our money, that we giving them something other than what we said we was going to give them. And the problem is up here is we have really this young scene of hip-hop heads that we're not even looking at. Like, these are the people that are going to grow with you. This is the fan base that's going to follow you everywhere you go. And keep in mind, these are people who don't know about Mix-a-Lot, who don't know about some great acts who came out of the city, who don't even know about myself, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's perfect opportunity to – this is why I love rocking, like, you know, exposing myself to new types of audiences. This is why I don't mind traveling to a show that's only going to have 20 people out in Spokane or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's people that don't know about me. If it's hot enough, word of mouth is the best promotion ever. It's spread like wildfire. By the time you get back to Seattle, they probably done caught up 5 or 10 of their people who they know in the city. Like, hey, man, you ever heard of Whoopty Whoop? He just did a show up here. Your man's bananas. You see what I'm saying? So I think we have to stay focused on giving people a quality product every time, all the time. Don't get discouraged. Know what your purpose is. Commit to it. Follow through. Produce. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at in my career.
Okay. So with that said, you just got Yidem Sek, you know, 101 indie artist, you know, seminar. So, you know, and you got that for free. So I hope you took notes.
I'm just, you know,
take
notes.
We're talking and everything. So, you know, but I do want to build off of what he said right quick. And I do want to play some Yidem Sek so that you just don't, you know, hear him on his soapbox with his relevant information. I want you to hear his sound. But the reason why, kind of going back to what Enye said at the beginning of the show, the reason why we kind of came together is because we saw the quality in, you know, what Slava News is doing, what EJO Arts is doing to the artists, Yidem Sek, Juwan LaRue, and Mike Mack and Harlan. And so we put a lot of thought. This event has not just happened overnight. It's something we've put a lot of time and planning into for months, you know, to pull it off, you know, to even down to why we chose the venue that we are using for the event. There's a method to everything that we are doing when it comes to this. And the people that are invited to the media industry mixer, which is private and by invitation only, are people we're hoping to you know, build a relationship with and to be able to network and grow. It's not about just pushing Flava News and EJO Arts and these artists out there. It's also to help build and push the people that are coming to the first part of this event out there too. It's kind of building a win-win, you know, so everybody walks away with, you know, maybe a plan and a goal of doing something in the future together, how we can build and take our artist community, not only from Seattle, but to spread it, you know, down I-5, up I-5, and across the United States and across the globe. So there is a purpose as to why we're doing what we're doing. And then we're opening up the doors at like 9 o'clock for people who have purchased their guest list tickets. So I'm going to really, really encourage that you buy your tickets in advance. They're $10 in advance. We also have a package deal, which includes a limited edition CD that has tracks from all three entities that's going to be performing at this showcase, along with entrance to the showcase for $25. So if you're interested and able at this point, I really would suggest that you get over there to flavanews.com and hit the events ticket page and purchase your ticket now. If you are unable to purchase a ticket online and, you know, you can only pay by cash, you know, send me a message and get on the cash will call list. This is an exclusive event. It's not something that we're handing out flyers all over Seattle about. We've got a limited number of slots available to people at this point. So I definitely really recommend that you get your tickets now. And with that said, I'm going to jump into a piece by UNMSEC, and it's For the People.
Just to rock the spot. Keep it real if you not, you not. That's what probably got you shot. Keep it me, no, I'm not Tupac. Hollywood niggas drop the prop. Step away from the plate, I'ma out you, dog. Swag cool, so I'm not too hot. Big pimpin', I'm without two bras. Press play, diddy niggas put they shit on par. Plead the fifth out, I'm broke too long. Try to jump me out, I'm broke two jaws. Taking back what once was ours. Push a nigga if he starts to stall. Catch a nigga if he starts to fall. John Q, call me Archibald. Most ain't got the heart for this art at all. No sweet flame to the weed spark is raw. I done lost the love, unlike my lady who got lots of love. Mood, feeling blue like them hospital scrubs. I'm fully fed up with these hostile thugs. Heads turn, bringing beats to the club. Look at them geeking, catching heat from the foot. Somebody bleeding their blood. They getting touched and I ain't talking about hugs. Three in a square when I ain't rocking no gloves. What's the what it do? Get these steady feet in your buzz. I got you nodding like your veins pump fuzz. What? What I rep to death. Move right or you might get left. Bring the funk if you act too fresh. Show me love, I want more, no less. Burn shit up like my name's Koresh. I done paid my debts. Gambled my nuts, taking all side bets. Over my Sunday stage like tea so fresh. Wonder why I haven't eaten yet. Once humbled, now the beast is back. To the side where the beast is packed. See your target and it's moving, I'ma squeeze at that. Niggas think that I'm an easy jack. Take it easy, Jack. Moving up the airwaves with the greasy facts. And like hope the game needs me back. I never left with an F to that. Come and kick it, twist it, OP stack. Put them OEs back. I spend my monies on some good cognac. Bottle sipping till I get towed back. From the ghetto to your suburb, hold this sack. On trial where my Cody's at. My reputation shall remain intact. Far from a game, though it's time I rack. Like a soldier overseas in strap. Time to take the swamp back. Out the hands of these roaches and rats. Once they hear the spit, they're quoting it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
that was hidden sec with For the People. So,
right.
So are you excited about this event yet?
Man, I'm super pumped, man. I done got my mojo back. Inye done gave me a new type of energy, man. I'm not in front messing with, like, the I don't even remember how I met L.A., but somehow, no, I do. My guy, Ellis Montgomery, linked me up with him. But, the show last year just kind of happened by fluke, man. Like, everything just came together. People heard my story or whatever, and then all of a sudden people just started throwing these people who I never knew, never came in contact with, total strangers, just started throwing resources behind me. So I'm very grateful. So my whole thing is I'm trying to do the same thing, like the YidemSec.com, the YidemSec name. Like, it's YidemSec, but don't get it twisted. It's bigger than me, man. You know, what me and Inga are setting out to do is, you know, create a platform where, you know, hip-hop, you know, where people can discuss the politics of hip-hop, discuss relevant topics to our city, you know, post shows, blog on relevant topics, things of that nature. So it's not about me, man. It's one of the interactive things. So the thing about me is what people did for me is what I want to do for people. This is what I want to do for my city. So it's like,
hey
anything I can do, let me know.
Yidem in the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he was on the line to hear that piece. He might not know what you're talking about, but that's real.
You mean deep end.
Yeah.
You're in the zone, yeah. You're in the zone.
You know what it means.
Hey man, I am in the zone, man. I'm kind of, you know, I'm not even up front, man. I don't know if you guys are even. Because I tell this to Ru-Ray all the time, man. I don't know if cats are really in my head right now. I think I'm on some kind of in my own world, but, you know, trying to get – I'm on the same page as y'all, but at the same time, I'm in a different chapter too, man. I'm just, you know, I've been a soul entity for so long, I'm just, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Shit.
I mean, I think the excitement that you feel is, you know, what happens when you're – able to link up with people like mine, and you know, you can create something together, and I think that's the whole
and that's
point.
Really what it is. So when I in LA, I tell you this, Flav too, I heard one cut of Mike Mack in Harlem and was sold.
Yep.
I said, come on, man,
okay.
Are you serious? Like, when there's talent like that in your own backyard, catch it. This is what I'm saying. Me and LaRue actively look for new people to get hip to, man. So my whole thing is we are actively looking for new people to connect with and click with in order to build something bigger and better.
Speaking of which, I got a request. I want to hear that Voices. If you can squeeze that in sometime before the end of the show. I don't know if you got time, but.
The Voices, who's that? Is that the
That's one of the tracks off there. So hot. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, man. That soul hop is dope. But I just know as of now, man, the city's moving in a whole new direction, and those who are hip, like, are moving right now and executing certain things. Like, I think hip-hop in general is taking a turn. So I think right now we're right in line, and what we're doing is nothing original, people. For you guys who are listening, it's nothing original. This has been done several times prior to us clicking up and doing what we're doing. It's just really, we are just presenting it in a different way, adding to it and spicing it up. You know what I'm saying? So I guess what we're doing is the same, but we executing it a little different. I think whatever you do, you got to create that excitement, that anticipation, and have, you know, give the people something to look forward to. And I think that's, you know, it's an unspoken thing amongst the circle that we have now that's, you know, kind of, we're all kind of in the same, we're all in line as far as that thought is concerned. Because I'm excited about what I'm doing. I'm excited about what everybody else is doing. I'm excited that people are excited that we're so excited about what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but excitement, man. I got my mojo back. I don't know about y'all. I'm ready. Can't nothing stop me.
I guess the excitement
I'm with it.
For us is everybody who's on the phone right now, which is Inye, Mike Mack in Harlem, Mike Blake from Blake Management, L.A. from JB Worldwide, and Jermon LaRue and YidemSec and Lady Flavor. We all started this out by ourselves, you know.
Right.
I mean, we were all individuals doing what we were doing. And now we've come together as a collective to bring you Launch 2.0. And it's so exciting, you know, because we all come with our strengths. We all come playing our positions, as Yidam was saying. And, you know, if it was not for my son, Michael Blake, you know, introducing me to Mike Mack in Harlem, I would have never experienced these young men to be able to share them, you know, with Yidam and LaRue and Inye and L.A., to then be able to bring them on this showcase. If it was not for L.A., you know, hitting me up on Facebook, I would have never met, you know, Yidam and LaRue and Inye. You know, so it's just like, look at how that all kind of works, you know, how you can all just come together and you can create an amazing team to make what you were doing as an individual that much stronger by joining hands and bringing it together. But before we go any further, I want to bring a piece to you by Black Aries, which is Yidam Seck and Juwan LaRue. And this is their piece called Never Had a Love.
Oh, you got it?
I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one. I ain't never had a love like this one.
Damn, radio, bro.
I ain't never had a love like this one, but got kicked from, made from the motherland. Brown skin, cover hand, short hair with some soft cherry red lips. Every kiss tastes like licorice. Heart got me jittering, feeling it literally. Heard around town, she want an artistic gentleman. Smart and beautiful, dark and suitable. Walk like she's trying to balance a hula hoop. Dear love, I think I'm in your presence, or I just died and God just sent me up to heaven. Miss Queen, I'm attached to your swing on behalf of the team. About I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this. To all my queens in the world, across the land, from Senegal to Samoa, Arabian dance, starstruck, can't let go when shaking your hand. Much respect to you, dude, I ain't hating you, man. Let them know you's a lady, not your average girl. Come deep from the seas, not your average pearl. Ain't it obvious? Yep, them dudes are strung up. And you wonder why in your presence fellas numb up. All natural, not Hollywood. My instincts tell me holler than I probably would. Lots of ladies in the world, you one of a kind. I could hardly keep my focus at the front of my mind. I visualize me and you doing the damn thing. Not with the politics, but I'm trying to campaign. I'm just another dude, a part of your fan base. It's your inauguration, let's pop the champagne. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this one. I'm a slave to your silhouette. Make love to your soul body. Get the pillow wet. Buzzed off your intellect. Serve to protect you. Stand strong to my word. Never let a man hurt or disrespect you. Raised to always take care of my women. When shit hits the fan, I'm right there for my women. I don't even trip with another stare at my woman. Cause a queen ain't with all of that sharing a woman. Strong. Living room smell like incense. Up in the kitchen preparing fried chicken. Tastes so delicious. Mixing up spices. Bad to the room. Yeah, bad like that. I had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this. I ain't never had a love like this, like this, like this, like this, like this one. I ain't never had a love like this, like this one. Like this one.
That was Never Had a Love by Black Aries, and it looks like Yidam Seck has dropped off the line. So,
deep in, there's
so
a deep
anyway.
In.
Deep in.
I never had a love like this.
Can we get a remix? Can we get a remix? Can we get a Mike Mack of Harlem? Black Aries remix, man, what's doing
uh-oh,
that?
Uh-oh, uh-oh,
uh-oh.
never had a love like this one.
It may just happen. It may just happen. So, you know, again, everybody who's out there listening live, you know, we want to appreciate, you know, let you know that we appreciate you for coming out and listening to this show live. And definitely to those that are in the chat room, to those that come back and listen to the archives of this show, if you take nothing else away from this show, that, you know, the people that are involved, we're very, very passionate. The artists are very passionate about who they are, what they do, what they've been through, where they want to go. And that's why we all kind of came together here. So, you know, I just, you know, I want to really encourage you. This is my first hip-hop showcase that I'm involved in. I want you to go buy you some tickets right now because, you know, I want to see your faces, you know, at my first hip-hop showcase. So, you know, go over there to, you know, www.flavanews.com and hit that Flava ticket page, you know, and you can find out more information. There's a video over there that you can check out. That's our promo for this event. And then, you know, it's got the different options of prices. Again, if there's a chance that you are not able to buy online, you know, just let us know that you want to pick up your ticket at the door and get your name on the will call guest list. We're really excited about this event. We've got a limited edition CD that's included in a package deal we've got going on, or it will be available at the event that night. Just know that if you do not buy your ticket in advance, the ticket will be $15 at the door. So it definitely behooves you to, you know, get your ticket, you know, early. So, you know, with that said, since Inye requested it, I'm going to play Voices by Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
I love it. Sure. Tell me, have you dreamed so big? Wake up and realize life is way harder than the Rubik's Cube. Sit back and watch the room just spin as the record of your life's come to a slow end. I swear people in my life don't been calling every man brother like I'm Hulk Hogan. And record labels wasn't raised on the farm, so it seems like the doors is never open. I swear every flow I spit is potent. I bet the ace though I wasn't joking. They said that to me and rappers like you at the stupid game and they all went in. But they all ain't him. No planet takeovers like invaders. 950 A&Rs all laying low like brim. But I gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voice, yo. As I'm breaking the mic, yo, I feel it, it's nice though. To unleash the memory inside of my micro. Trying to stay in check like I'm lacing my knife, yo. Lyrically, I'm a psycho, but keeping it tight flow. Rock beats as long as T. Jones to the maestro. Feeling the hype though, cause sound is like the draft. See, I'm nice, but it ain't a guarantee that I might go. Maybe I might not, maybe I might flop and get labeled as another kid, no high top. Feeling like Michael Jordan in this spot. Stomach and big knot, failure I think not. Cause all it really ever even takes was that big shot. But what if it got blocked? I'm sitting in the OC and I got cold feet. But that's just what if, you know this. I'm so focused, man, I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one. Gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices.
I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices. I'm destined to be the greatest, and all these rappers thinking they really the prize, but they're actually the fakest. Record labels say the vibe, but actually invaders, so in all actuality, A&Rs is the haters. I'm on a rampage, flow darker than Raiders, never part from the game, but there's a real dissertator. Hip-hop needs me, I can never leave my savior, to the game of my cartridges on to the Sega.
Hot like a sauna, rebound like Osama, time for a change, hip-hop, old drama, wait, let me
mentally deprived. D-Rides, look in each eye. Even if you're celibate, you need to fuck with these guys. Lyrically perfect and verbally insane. I've been fucking beast too long.
I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
Yeah, I just want to say that I was just thinking about this while I was listening to the track. You know, I'm, you know, I'll go ahead and, you know, let the people know. I'm, for those that don't know me, I'm 41. So, you know, I've been, dealing with hip hop, you know, as a part of my life since like 1978. You know, when I was, reciting the lyrics to, you know, to Sugar Hill Gang at my elementary school, the 60 Minor. You know, so.
Yes,
so I, you know the deal.
Yes, sir.
But for real, though, you know, when I listen to Mike Mack in Harlem, you know, I think about some of the classic acts, you know, that influenced my life in hip-hop, man. And just listen to that track, man, I think about P-Rock and CL Smooth, man. You know, cats that just, you know, that told it like it was. You know, it wasn't like a whole bunch of hyperbole, but, you know, the lyrics was just beautiful and real, you know, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we love. So much. We appreciate that, man. Like, with the music, we just want the music people to be able to envision our music, man.
Right, right.
So if you guys can see that, man, then, you know, we doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, the thing, Mike Mack in Harlem, like I was telling you the other day, is your music is crossing, you know, over different demographics than a lot of artists your age. You know, you have got, you know, I mean, I'm going on 50 years old, you know, and he's, you know, telling his age of 41, you know, to, you know, to, you know, people your own age to, you know, people across the United States that range from, you know, 29 to, you know, 40 years old. That's digging your sound, you know. And then there's Verbal Skills out in South Carolina who's like 53, you know, and Bomani in Detroit who's 60, you know, who's digging your sound. So, you know, you are reaching a larger demographic than your own age group. And that speaks volumes of what you're putting out there.
Thank you so much.
So with that said, I'm going to play one of LaRue's pieces, and this piece just kind of makes me smile, and I think it kind of makes a L.A. smile, too. So I'm going to play Mr. International.
Yeah. I love it.
I
wanna wake up tomorrow and win the lottery. Call my job and tell them I quit. I'm on a salary. Book a ticket 2 days away and tell my family you probably won't see me for a while. I'm traveling. Give away my car. Donate all my clothes and shoes straight to the mall. Everything I touch is new. Call my landlord and tell him that I'm moving and I ain't keeping none of the furniture. I'm through with it. To my ex-girlfriends, could have bought you a Benz, but you couldn't get over what happened then. So don't bother to call, cause I'm leaving tomorrow. If you come to Bahrain, we can meet in the fall. For now, it was real nice to kick it, but I leave in 2 hours according to the ticket. One way to paradise, first class, the air is nice. Gotta get away, I depart at 9:39.
You take care. And I feel what I feel.
Got off the plane and went straight to a boat crew. Got a little lost, had to ask one of the locals, which way's the dock? Hey, look, you're real, real close to it. Follow this road till it ends. You'll see the ocean. 7 days getaway. Trip to the Caribbean. Met a cute girl on the boat with her women friends. First name Gabrielle, last name Union. Asked if I recognized her from any movie. So, Mr. LaRue, what you do for a living? I just hit the lotto for 900 million. Received a percentage, chose to get the lump sum. 500,000 should be good till the month's done. Louis, I don't want none, but I'll try the caviar. Is that Denzel I see standing there at the bar? This is amazing. No, this is fabulous. Inhale the fresh air, sunshine. I'm in love. Can't believe it's only been 1 week. I guess when you're rich, you don't need no sleep. Surrounded by diamonds and pearls, hella exotic girls. 2 blinks and I'm halfway around the world. Flew over mountaintops, explored the ocean view, enjoyed the scenery, indulged in foreign food. Now I'm a foreign fool, yeah, I was on the news. At work like F you, you and you. Why the attitude? It's when he stuttered. My bank account looks like a social security number. I could buy a Jag or I could buy a Hummer. I plan on hitting Amsterdam sometime this summer. Damn, my life is grand. Hell, I'm the man. I think my next destination's gonna be Japan. I never been there. I heard it's real nice. I wonder if this is a dream or the real life.
You have reached the Trendy Dance voicemail box of...
That was Mr. International by Jalon LaRue. And unfortunately, LaRue and Yidam both had to leave. So, you know, anyway, I still had to play that song because ever since L.A. mentioned it months ago, and when I finally went and saw the video and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cute. So, so anyway, again, we've got 6 minutes left in the show tonight. I want to thank everybody that came out live and hung out in the chat room with us this evening. If you have a chance, you know, somebody might know the name of all the artists that are performing at our showcase and the name of our showcase, and you want to win tickets to attend this event, give us a call at 347-857-1189, and me, Lady Flava, will give you a pair of tickets to attend this event. If you can name all the artists and the name of the showcase that we're putting on June 5th. But anyway, so any last-minute thoughts that anybody
real
wants
quick
to throw out there?
Real quick for me, from Mike Blake, I just wanted to say that, like, music to me, man, is just like rehabilitation, because today I had a horrible day today, but being a part of this show and just coming on and listening to everybody's excitement, it just changed my mood, turned my you know, frown upside down pretty much. And, you know, like, to me, like, music is everything to me. Even though I don't have, you know, musical talents myself, it's everything to me. It helps me get through the worst of days, you know. And then also I wanted to say that right now Amadou Sek, he's trying to go to the he's trying to take an internship right now, and he's asking for donations for anybody that can help. I posted it up on my Facebook, so you can go to my Facebook, which is for everybody, you know, who don't know me. It's Mike Blake, pretty much Michael Blake. Just type in Michael Blake, and you can get to my page easily. But let's try to help. Let's try to help out our people in general, you know, because sometimes it's that little person that can make a big difference.
Definitely.
True.
That's all I want.
Definitely that. Well, I just want to say, you know, hey, can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I have a habit of putting a mute button on. Listen, you know, I'm excited about being involved with all these artists, and I'm excited about being involved with Lady Flav on this project. And, you know, I think, you know, to me, I'm just excited about the future. You know, that's my thing. I tend to be an optimistic person, so I'm just, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing who comes out, you know, building, you know, having a good time.
Right. From Mike Mack in Harlem, man, if we just saying, like, if you guys enjoy good music, man, good real hip-hop, man, come check out this Launch 2.0. It's real official, you know what I'm saying? And keep an ear out for the Deep End. It's coming sooner than later. So, you know, from us, you know, we appreciate all you guys, you know what I'm saying, that put this on, allowing us to come on here, talk with you guys and everything. And, yeah.
Definitely. So, I want to encourage everybody who's listening to the show to go find Mike Mack in Harlem over on Reverb Nation. It's Mike Mack in Harlem, and it's Mike Mack Harlem. Over on Reverb Nation. Yidam Sek is also over there on Yidam Sek, which is Yiridim. Sek is Seck. And then LaRue206, which is LARUE206. They're all on Reverb Nation, so I would encourage everybody to go join their pages, become a fan, become a part of their street team. You know, these young men, they're doing something, and Flava News is very, very proud to represent them. And, you know, it's not just these artists. You know, we want to represent the whole Pacific Northwest. If you don't know me by now, man, I'm repping the Pacific Northwest big time, to the point that I signed an agreement with a Baltimore radio station to start in.
Be
in
more
June,
Pacific.
Where I am. That's right. Be more Pacific. Thanks to Mike Mack in Harlem is going to be the name of my show, and I'm only going to be repping Pacific Northwest out of Baltimore. So you know,
Baltimore,
we're doing some big things.
Out.
So watch. Be more Pacific. And
with your music in general.
But anyway,
I know.
We've just got 1 minute left, and you know, I encourage you, really, really encourage you to go over to flavanews.com, go by yidamsek.com, check out our information on this showcase, and you know, and get your tickets ahead of time. You know, again, they're going fast. We've got a limited number. I'd hate for you to show up at the door, even though they're going to be $15 at the door and not be able to get in, because there is a a limited number of people that can attend this particular event. So you can find out more info at flavornews.com and UNUMTech.com. Again, thank you to all who came out and listened live to the show, to those that come back and check out the archives. And I want to thank Enye and L.A. and Michael for coming out, and then to Mike Mack in Harlem, LaRue, yeah. and Yidam for, you know, sharing, you know, your thoughts and your passion and your music with us tonight on this radio show. So, hey, I look forward to it. Lady Flavor will be in the house at Black Stack, our album release party, and I hope to see you tomorrow night. I'll have tickets in my pocket if you want to get at me. Michael Blake's got tickets, and Yidam Sex got tickets, so get at us. See you tomorrow night at Black Stack's album release party.
All right, see y'all later. All right, see y'all later. Peace. Yeah. All right.
Peace. Hip hop.
Deep in.